Welcome to the You Can Be Organized with Erin podcast. I'm Erin, professional organizer and director of A Busy Family. We're going to be sharing short episodes each week to help you get organized. We'll dive into all things organizing as well as have guest interviews with other leaders in the industry. So pull up a seat and let's dive into the good stuff. Welcome back to another episode of You Can Be Organized. We've been talking a lot about habits and goals and all that fun stuff. And today I want to talk about a book that I've read, a book that I've referred to in the past with clients, and something I think anybody who's looking to make some changes, whether it's in their home or in their daily routines, should grab a copy and listen to. Because this book is about making habits and how to incorporate habits easily into what you're already doing. Whether it's a matter of wanting to do that 5-minute tidy up at the end of the day in order to help keep your house organized, or whether it's flossing your teeth when you brush your teeth. You know, it's incorporating these little habits and how to do it that I came across a book called Atomic Habits. And Atomic Habits is a term that was popularized by James Clear in his book. And the actual book title is Atomic Habits, An Easy and Proven Way to Build Good Habits and Break Bad Ones. And like I said, the concept revolves around making small incremental changes that can lead to significant improvements over time. And these changes, or atomic habits as he refers to them, are the fundamental building blocks of achieving our larger goals and transforming our behavior. Some of the key principles that James Clear talks about in his book, Atomic Habits, are: one is small change matters. So he emphasizes that small and consistent changes can have a significant impact over time. Even a 1% improvement every day can lead to remarkable progress. Because if you think about it, if you make a 1% improvement every day, over the course of the year, you've made a 365% improvement. So don't always have to look at the big picture. Sometimes just those itty-bitty steps are going to help you get there. Another principle he talks about is focusing on the systems, not necessarily the goals. So instead of fixating on the goal, the emphasis is on developing the systems and processes that lead to those goals. And by improving the systems, the outcomes will naturally flow. So for example, instead of focusing on getting your closet organized, focus on the smaller goal of maybe changing out all your hangers, and then the next small goal, and the next. And by hanging up the clothes and by folding the clothes in a particular way, you're improving your system, and naturally your closet's going to become more organized. Another principle is make habits obvious, attractive, easy, and satisfying. So by making them obvious, you want to make the cues for your habits clear and visible. You want to make them attractive so that they are appealing and enjoyable to do. You want to keep it easy by simplifying the habits. It's easier to start and maintain them. And satisfying, ensuring there's an immediate reward or satisfaction to reinforce your habit. Again, let's look at having a clean and organized closet. James Clear outlines in his book 4 laws of behavior change that help in creating good habits and breaking bad ones. So it's not always about the good habits and creating good habits. It's about breaking those bad ones so that we stop leaving the clothes in a pile on the chair instead of the good habit of putting them away when we're done with them. So the first law is cue. And that is making it obvious. So identify triggers for your habits and design your environment to highlight these cues. So for example, if you want to drink more water, keep your water bottle in plain sight. If you want to hang up your clothes when they come out of the dryer, keep empty hangers nearby when you empty the dryer. The second law is craving. Make it attractive. Pair habits with things you enjoy. And if you want, for example, he says, if you want to start running, listen to your favorite music or a podcast while doing so. The third law is response. Make it easy. Reduce the friction for starting new habits. Break down habits into small, manageable steps. For instance, if you want to start meditating, begin with just 2 minutes a day and build up. For example, if you want, again, the organized closet, start with sorting your clothes like with like. So put all the shirts together, all the dresses together, all the pants together, all the sweaters, and so on. So it's easy to put things back. So you're making that habit an easy thing to do by setting yourself up, and you've broken down the habit into steps. Reward, make it satisfying. Provide immediate rewards to reinforce the habit. Use a habit tracker to visually see your progress, and that alone can be very satisfying and motivating. So an example of implementing atomic habits, we're going to look at an example of reading more books. So the cue would be to place the book on your pillow so you see it before going to bed. And the craving would be to choose books that you're genuinely interested in order to make the reading itself more enjoyable. The response is start by reading just one page each night to make the habit easy to sustain. And the reward, track your reading progress and reward yourself with something enjoyable after completing a book, such as maybe a new book or a relaxing activity. So atomic habits are about focusing on small, actionable steps that lead to big changes over time. By making these tiny adjustments in your daily routines and behaviors, you can build positive habits and break negative ones more effectively. The key is consistency, patience, and creating an environment that supports your desired habits. So, how are you going to stay consistent as you're building these new habits? This is not something that's going to happen overnight. It's going to have to be a muscle that you build in order to stay consistent. So here's 5 steps at staying consistent while you are building a new habit. So first one is to start small and gradually increase. We've said this before. You want to begin with the manageable step. So start with a very small version of the habit. So for example, if you want to start exercising, begin with just 5 minutes a day. And build up slowly, gradually increasing the duration or intensity of the habit as it becomes more ingrained in your routine. This will help prevent burnout and makes the habit more sustainable. Use habit stacking. So this is a concept that James Clear really talks about in his book, and I have suggested this and implemented it with my clients in the past. So using habit stacking, you're going to pair existing habits. You're going to attach the new habit to an existing habit to make it easier to remember. For instance, if you want to start flossing, do it right after you brush your teeth. Create the routine by linking the new habit to a well-established routine. Take advantage of the existing structure to reinforce the new behavior. So keep the floss right next to your toothbrush. So there's your visual cue. And then start with the habit of, okay, you've brushed your teeth, pick up the floss. And you just start slowly incorporating that every day. And before you know it, it's going to become routine. Set clear and realistic goals. Define specific goals. Clearly define what you want to achieve with your new habit. Instead of a vague goal like read more, specify read for 10 minutes every night. Make goals achievable. Set your goals that are challenging yet attainable. Unrealistic goals can lead to frustration and abandonment of the habit. And we've really gone deep into goals, so I don't want to talk too much about that. And another step is tracking your progress and rewarding yourself. Use a habit tracker. Keep a visual record of your progress, such as a calendar, a tracking app, or even just a paper journal to mark down every time you do your habit. Seeing the progress can be motivating and help you stay on track. There is a habit tracker attached to the show notes for this episode. And don't forget to celebrate those small wins. Reward yourself for sticking with your habit. And the reward can be something small, like enjoying a favorite snack, or something larger, like treating yourself to a new pair of running shoes once you've run your first 5K. But make sure that you set milestones and celebrate those milestones. It's going to help keep you motivated to keep going. So share your goals, tell friends, family, or a support group about your new habit, their encouragement and accountability can help keep you motivated. Partner up, find someone with similar goals, and work on your habits together. Having a habit partner can provide mutual support and increase the likelihood of success. So let's take those five tips and put them into an example. We're going to use the example of meditation. So start small and gradually increase was the first step. And begin with just perhaps 2 minutes of meditation each morning, and then gradually increase the time as you become more comfortable with doing the meditation and the length of meditation. You're able to maintain your focus and set that time aside. The second tip was to use habit stacking. So for example, meditate right after you brush your teeth in the morning, making it a seamless addition to your existing routine. Third tip was to set clear and realistic goals. Set a goal to meditate for 2 minutes daily for the first week, then maybe increase it to 5 minutes the following week and slowly increase that way. But to say you're going to start to meditate daily and expect to do 20-minute meditations right every day right from the first day isn't necessarily realistic if you've never done it before. The fourth tip was track your progress and reward yourself. Use a journal or an app to track each day you meditate and reward yourself with those small treats after a week of consistent practice, after a month of consistent practice, 3 months, 6 months, whatever you choose your milestone to be. And again, I just said it, make sure you are celebrating that. And find accountability and support. Share your goal with a friend or maybe even join an online meditation group where you can share experiences and encouragement. And that applies to anything. You know, there's so many resources available to us online now that it isn't hard to find a support group. Find a Facebook page, even if you are on social media, that can support you through finding whatever your goal is. So by following these tips, you can create a supportive environment that promotes the consistency and helps you build and maintain new habits efficiently. Now, I've mentioned a few times a habit tracker, and there is a printable in this week's show notes, and I believe there's one in last week's show notes as well. But what is a habit tracker? We haven't really talked about what it is and how to use it. So it's a tool used to monitor and record the progress of habits you are trying to establish or maintain. And it helps you stay consistent, accountable, and motivated by providing a visual representation of your efforts and achievements over time. Key features of a habit tracker, and this will apply whether you're using a digital tracker or a paper tracker, and find which one works best for you. So these are some of the features you want to look for in a habit tracker. You want to have a visual representation. A habit tracker typically uses charts, calendars, or grids where you can mark each day you successfully complete the habit. And this visual cue helps reinforce the consistency. You want to be able to monitor your progress. So having a progress monitoring section, it allows you to see your progress over days, weeks, months, making it easier to identify patterns and stay motivated. Goal setting. You want to have the opportunity to set goals on your habit tracker so that they can help you set and achieve those specific goals, making it clear what you're working towards and how well you're progressing towards reaching that goal. And it, of course, accountability again. By recording your habits, you hold yourself accountable to you. And you can sometimes share those habit trackers with friends or groups for added accountability. Now, I mentioned the two types of habit trackers. There is a paper-based habit tracker. You could use a bullet journal, which will allow you to customize layouts where you can create grids or charts to track your habits, or printable templates, such as the one in the show notes, which are pre-designed habit tracker templates that you can print and use. There are digital trackers, so there's a lot of apps out there, such as Habitica, Habitbull, and Streaks, which offer features like reminders, progress charts, and goal setting. You can also just create your own spreadsheet, and using a spreadsheet like Google Sheets or Excel, and create a more personalized habit tracking chart. So how would you use your habit tracker? First, you want to start by listing your habits. So list the habits you want to track. Be specific and realistic about what you aim to achieve. Then choose a format. Decide whether you want to use a paper-based tracker or a digital one, and make sure it's something that you are motivated to use. So if you are not a pen and paper kind of person, don't go for a paper tracker. Go for a digital one. And if you're old school and prefer the pen and paper, don't do digital because you're not likely to keep up with the tracking itself. Then once you've picked your format, you're going to set up your tracker. You're going to create a chart or grid with the days of the week or month and any habits you want to track. And then you're going to track daily, marking off each day you successfully complete a habit. This could be done by coloring a square, placing a check mark, using a specific app feature, a sticker, or whatever you want to do. Remember, this is you. This has got to be motivating for you. And we can merely just suggest ideas to help you keep track. So review and adjust. Regularly review your progress. And if you notice inconsistencies, adjust your approach to make the habit easier to maintain or identify any barriers that are preventing consistency. So if you're trying to improve your eating habits and you notice that in March, there's 2 weeks there where you are not eating the way you want to be eating, you are not checking off a lot of boxes for those 2 weeks in March, perhaps it's because that's around your March or spring break and you're on holidays, and therefore your food choices are a little different than when you're at home and have more control over that. So maybe you have to review and adjust for those special times of year. Now, the benefits of using a habit tracker is that you have increased awareness. They help you become more aware of your daily actions and routines. The motivation is a benefit. Seeing your progress visually can be highly motivating and encouraging. Again, accountability, keeping a record of your habits holds you accountable and increases your commitment to your goals. And like we just mentioned, identifying patterns, and the trackers can help you identify patterns and triggers related to your habits, providing insight into what works and what doesn't. So let's say, for example, you want to develop a habit of drinking 8 glasses of water a day. So you're going to start by listing the habit, drink 8 glasses of water. You're going to choose a format, deciding on a digital app like Habitica. I don't know if I'm saying that right. And the third step, setting up your tracker. So input, drink 8 glasses of water into the app and set it to remind you daily. Track daily. Each time you drink a glass of water, mark it in the app. And by the end of the day, aim to have 8 marks. Review and adjust at the end of each week. Review your progress. And if you consistently miss the goal, identify why and adjust your strategy, like setting reminders or carrying a water bottle everywhere you go. So using a habit tracker can significantly enhance your ability to form and maintain new habits by providing structure, motivation, and accountability. That's it for today. I wanted to just introduce you to the Atomic Habits book by James Clear. It is well worth the read if you're wanting to break or make habits. His ideas are phenomenal. I highly recommend it. And I also wanted to go a little deeper into what a habit tracker is and how to use it. And once again, I'll point out that in the show notes, there is a copy of a habit tracker, and you'll be able to find more on my website at www.gowiterin.com. That's gowitherin.com. I will have some free downloads of different styles of paper habit trackers for you to choose from in the coming days. That being said, that's all I have for today. Again, this is Erin, and I am happy that you have joined me and wanted to give you one final reminder that you can be organized. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of You Can Be Organized with Erin. I would love to hear more from you on the topics you want to hear in upcoming episodes. Remember to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and share with others who are on an organizing journey. For now, this is Erin signing off. And until next time, remember, you can be organized.